Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The days that we live are important. This is a very important time. These days and at this time, it's very important that we pay more attention to the Lord our God and King. He loves us. Jesus once said, and he was speaking to Satan and teaching us, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But the enemy expected to be Jesus' downfall. He came back with a reply that gives us life. Our life is tied to that statement. The enemy did his worst. He always thinks that people are gonna fall for what he fell for. He thinks people love what he loves. Pride, prestige, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, pride of life. He took his eyes off God and looked at himself. And he was more concerned about how he appeared. And he wanted what he estimated as being fabulous. He wanted things he didn't deserve. He wanted worship. But Jesus loved the will of God. He fasted. He gave his whole being to God's perfect will in the fast. And he passed his warfare test, because everything of God must be tried, even Christ. It's important that we do likewise. If we look at Jesus, our victorious Savior, we share the same victory. The Word of God gives us a strong visual of Jesus Christ, our blessed and victorious Savior. The Word of God will fill our hearts, even in areas we've not walked in. We can still have victory if we keep our eyes on Him, if we trust Him. Sometimes you don't have all the facts, but because Jesus said it, if you will act on His statements, you will receive the results you're after. Acting on His statements only happens after you receive His statements in your heart. Now, what gets in your heart has to be received. People watch movies and listen to songs and music. And a lot of Christian people, they don't want to give the world a chance to get in their heart, which that's wisdom. But sometimes you have to be around people that's not of God. You have to go to work, you have to stand in line, and you hear what they're saying, but you don't have to let it in your heart. And likewise, people go to church and the preacher's preaching the Word of God, and they love the world, and they hear the Word of God that will give them life. But if they don't receive the Word of God, they'll forget about it and go on in their stubborn way. And they came close to the gates of heaven and didn't enter in. Receiving the Word of God is not an accident. It must be on purpose. Now, sometimes people hear the Word and agree with it. And if they keep hearing it, they'll let it in their heart. But what I'm saying, when I say receive it, I mean lock it in there. Get a good hold on it, on purpose. Say that you'll never forget it. It's up to you to get a hold of God's word and let it imprint your heart. Write it on the table. Your heart has tables. Write God's word on the tables of your heart. Write it. Meditate on it. Receive it. Let it be a part of you. And you'll have no problem trusting God in that area. And it will help you receive the Lord in other areas where you haven't yet. There are knowledges and there are parts of the knowledge of God that we may not have mastered yet. Now, the Word of God gives you the mastery over the world and over Satan and over conditions, over situations, things that exist. The Word of God always, my friend, gives you the mastery. But you can't have the mastery unless you receive God's word on it. The powerful word of God that can change the facts on the ground, the facts in your body, the facts in those you love, and situations, change the situations to what's favorable. That kind of power is in the word, but you have to receive it in your heart and believe it and act on it. That's the only way it'll work for you. If you do receive the word of God, it's going to bless your life. And you'll be able to stand and withstand the wiles, the tricks of the enemy. You will always win if you have the mastery. Some people have received the word of God in some areas, and they have a measure of skill. People who pray for people to get healed, they have a measure of skill in that area. People who pray the prayer of faith and get results, and some people they know how to prosper by faith. They understand the ways of God, and they know how to prosper by their faith. All right. No matter what happens, they're going to prosper. They're going to always win in that area. And they may fail in other areas because the word says we know in part. And we do. But every time you win a round, every time you win in life, you gain skills that cause you to do better. Every time you believe the Lord, every time you receive His word, every time you speak His word, and every time you act on it, all these things work together to give you a revelation of who Jesus is. Sometimes the word of God is spoken. If it comes through somebody you're not used to, many times. And it's probably safe to say most times Christians are skeptical because they don't know if their pastor approves of this person. There's so many thoughts out there they don't trust. They may not trust the speaker. But if you have a healthy study of the Word of God, you can know by the Holy Spirit whether to trust information or not. Pastors are not always available to say whether they approve something of God or not. And sometimes you don't need their approval because they wouldn't approve it anyway. And some people say, well, pastors don't want their sheep to be deceived. Ultimately, they don't. But there are people who have received a revelation that sometimes pastors may not receive or organizations may not receive. Otherwise, they're great and wonderful pastors. They get people saved. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe, they know that his blood washed their sin away. They are saved. And in some areas of life, the same wonderful people are wrong. Now, I'm not calling somebody out. I'm just saying, when the Lord gives you revelation, it's detectable. The more familiar you are with his scripture, the more you receive his word in your heart. Now, the last broadcast I made mention, some in other broadcasts I made mention that sometimes people read into the word of God whatever it is they believe, whatever they have received. The only way to overcome deception, hear me good, the only way to overcome some forms of deception that people have received that's wrong in the name of the scriptures is to continually read books of the Bible. Because the word of God sheds light on the word of God. The word of light, the word of the Lord is its own commentary. Now, think of it this way. All of the word of God, all of it came from the same Holy Spirit. One Spirit. The Spirit of God. All right? All scriptures are true in their context. In their context, they're true. When people are uncertain about a scripture or a chapter, it can seem either way. And it can be made to seem however the interpreter wants to put it. Until you read other scriptures. Now my pastor said, and see, pastors are safe. Good pastors are out there. But the word of God is perfect. The word of God is totally perfect. And we endeavor to be perfect and totally perfect. But the word of God is totally perfect. He said, the word, when you receive a thought, when you know the word of God, you have to judge it by the word of God and the character of God. What did God do in the first place? Anything that God does, it's in line, perfect alignment with what he did in the first place. Everything that God did is one. He does not deviate with what he did in the first place. We all know that God wants us to do right. He know that we know that we should be holy. Now, people who understand the word of God, they know that we're people who studied to live, to be saved, they know that the only reason we're righteous is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's why we're righteous. We're not righteous because we do good works. We're not righteous because we're kind to people. We're not righteous because we want to be. We're not born righteous, and we're not righteous only by the blood of Jesus, and our faith in his blood are we righteous. We were made righteous. We were born again. Now, as we receive God's word, as we hear it, it's up to us to believe it and receive it. Sometimes, like I said before, people are skeptical. As a man of God, as a preacher, especially as a young preacher, I would speak what God gave me. I always speak what he gave me. And the oldest saints will look to see what the pastor, whether a pastor gave a nod of approval or looked puzzled. If he looked puzzled, they threw it out. They didn't receive it. They looked at him to see if I was right. If he said amen, then they stopped being skeptical and they were more receptive. But watch this. The word of God is true. When the Lord gives men of God the word of God and they speaking under the anointing, it's true. It can be trusted. The person may be young, like I was. They may be just starting out. And they may be seasoned, however it is. But the word of God is right. And sometimes it can be greater than what you're used to or different than what you're used to. Or spoken in another way that you're not used to. Some people only want the word of God to come through one gate, their pastor, or the people in their congregation. Because the enemy, he tempts churches to feel superior to others. If you listen to this church, you're going backwards. This is an unspoken thing. It's unspoken. People don't, sometimes you hear it, but rarely. But many times people feel like, where I go to church, we know what we're talking about. But there are people out there who pray in the Holy Spirit, and everybody's different. And I have heard and been blessed by preachers from other walks of life, other parts of the country where they talk different. And they go in the Lord's presence and they learn things that, and the Lord explained things to them that I know is true. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my heart. And I know that it's right. And if I'm still uncertain, I ask the Lord. I will ask the Lord anything. And I try to get a hold on it. The Lord gave me a revelation, and I kept it to myself. And then I heard Henry Groover say the same thing, but differently. Different wording, but the same thought. And I went back and listened to his vision several times, to hear it several times, because I wanted to get a good grip on what God was saying. Just because I wanted to receive it, I had to hear him out. I had to hear him out. I went back and listened to it more than once. Many times I listened to, I would rewind that statement, and so that I can get a good grip on what the Lord was saying. Some things are important. Some things you just can't learn everywhere. Now, if the Lord didn't bring it to me in the first place, I wouldn't have known it. But that he's a man I trust, and there are many other people that I trust, and if they say something, I listen. Now, there are some people I don't know anything about, and I listen to the rapture visions that many people, they're not preachers, but the Lord give them a vision and I hear them out. But the Lord, I noticed something about the Lord. Excuse me. He gives people revelation on their level of understanding. And some things I've heard people teach before, but some things are fresh. I've said this many times, and I hope people can get a hold of this without getting in trouble. Anybody that seeks the Lord can learn something from the Lord that nobody else will. The reason I say that is because of their makeup, their creative abilities. The Lord put what he needed for the time you live, for the time that you live. He put key things in you that if you fall in love with him, you activate treasures that God has placed in you in your time. This is true with every soul on earth. This is true with every soul on earth, even evil people. They made a choice to follow the dark path. And there, the treasures that God put in them are not activated. Most people may not know this. Even the darkest people in history, the Lord put treasures in them. They were children once. Their spirit was lit. They could have went forward, but they followed after Satan. All right. Now, when Paul, this is a good example. Apostle Paul was Saul. He was Pharisee Saul. And he did the work of the enemy when he was disconnected from Christ. But once he was right with Christ, just like he was a terrorist in his ways and actions out of ignorance. He was activated for his true purpose and anointed to be an apostle to the Gentiles. Now, Pharisees, they loved Jewish things and hated Gentiles. But when he got saved, he loved everybody. And he learned to love like God. He had a new spirit. And he was activated to do God's purposes. And he hated. He said he counted everything before Christ as dumb. Boo-boo. Waste. Same person. New heart. New destiny. Now the old destiny would have killed you and hated you for Christ out of ignorance. But once he was corrected, he loved you and risked his life and adventured his life for the gospel. And counted him, he was happy to be beaten for Christ's sakes. Now, it's important to understand these things, folks. And the Lord recently told me something that's true. That everybody has creative purposes, and God put something, a part of himself in people. And when we follow, when we love him, we activate those treasures. But until we get saved, some things are not activated. Some things are, some things are not. Some of our curiosities will ask the Lord to get what God needs in the earth. So I listen to people because God put a part of himself in every soul. So when people first get saved, I'm not amazed by, I don't run away from their love talk. But when they say the Lord say something, my ears in the spirit go up like a German shepherd. I want to hear what God told them. Because I've learned so many wonderful things from everyday people who just love God. Now, the prophet Balaam was a real prophet. And he had a relationship with the Lord. And he prophesied parts of Revelation way back in Moses' day when he lived. But the Lord told him not to go down with the king of Balak. And he went anyway. When he went anyway and didn't repent, he was out of God's will. And then he became an enemy. His heart got harder and harder the more he dealt with Balak. And he yielded to the influence of Balak to the point that he was an enemy to God, and God repurposed him. And I'm going to talk more about that later. Then the satanic plan on his life was activated. You see where I'm going? The enemy has a plan for your life as well, and it's set to destruction. And he'll use your greed and your lust and your pride. Now, once you get in pride, you also simultaneously get in fear. And if you're not in faith, you're in doubt. So the opposite of what God wants you to be is what Satan wants you to be. And you will be repurposed if you do Satan's plan. Lucifer went from being an angel to light, to bear God's light, to the father of lies who lead people into darkness. Things that were already tipping over, he caused it to fall. And now he's repurposed. After the millennial reign of Christ, that 1,000 years is up, he's going to be loosed out of hell to tempt whoever he can. People whose heart is not toward God, he's going to repurpose them in his likeness, and they're going to fight against Jesus. After they know who he is, And then that's, and you won't find sin anymore after that war. The last war of Gog and Magog. So people want to know what their purpose is. We're going to talk more about purpose later. But the key for now is to receive God's word in love and in faith. If you receive God's word, you can act on it, and it, you can destroy the things that's not of God and be free. Now, everybody has something. And people don't always, proud people put people down. They don't want to observe what God has done in others. They want to be revered. Like Diotrephes, he didn't want Apostle John around because he wanted the preeminence. And some people, some pastors, I've seen them, they minister the word of God, they inspire people. And then when people start ministering the word of God and growing, they get jealous of them, or they see them as a threat. And I hate saying that, but it happens. It happened a lot. More than I kept running into it. I tried to ignore it. The Lord knows I tried to ignore it. But he let me run right into it so I could see it for myself. Parents do it too. I've heard testimonies where the fathers are jealous of their children and angry because they seem to do better than them. And I got surprised when they did better. And that was a friction of animosity between them because of it. If you're good at what you do and you inspire your children, spiritually or naturally, they're going to grow. Remember, the Lord our God thinks of everything. And he did everything in his power to help us win in life, to help us get saved, to help us believe. And he put things in people that, and once they love God, those treasures are activated. And once you receive the calling that God has and you embrace it, just like we receive the word of God to live by, we have to receive what God gives to help us be the blessing that we need to be. We have to, just like we receive God's word as a treasure, we must also receive our calling as a treasure. Jacob, he desired the birthright. Esau despised the birthright. Some people embrace their anointing. They receive the anointing that God gives. They receive their calling. And they want to do, they want to use it to make a difference. They may not believe in themselves like most of us didn't. And we give God the same spiel about how we're not qualified. Because we're thinking according to proud men. Proud men will look down on us, and we're groomed to look down on ourselves. That's why Jeremiah said, I'm just a child. The Lord said, don't say you're just a child. But he called Jeremiah from the womb to build nations and throw down nations and do the things of God. So Jeremiah had to repent. And then we start off with him seeing his first vision. Now, what we can do in Christ is off the charts. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. People who are chosen, they have something in common. They are activated by the love of God. They are motivated by the love of God. They receive their anointing and their calling, like David. David was not an opportunist. He was not a man that loved preeminence. But he was in God's presence so much, he was in the Father's presence so much, that he received, he was obedient. And he loved God and cherished him. And he was chosen. Saul was called, But he didn't receive the love. His love walk was different than David's. He was an industrious person. He was a responsible person. But he trusted the people. And he trusted his own ways and methods. Those who are chosen trust God. Faith looks to God. Pride looks within. Fear looks to man. Saul started looking within. He got jealous against David when the women said Saul killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. That caused a problem. But before that, he looked at the people. He thought he could run the kingdom out of his own mind. See, the ministers that fail, they trust their own wit. They trust man. They trust their methods, their ingenuity, their intelligence. And they think God called them because they're smart. But those who are chosen, they realize that they're not qualified. But through Christ, they can. And they're looking to the Lord, and they do mighty works. When it's like that, it's right. When it's like that, the greatest parts of them is activated. And the anointing is a gift. You have God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. You're sanctioned to do something. When you have the anointing, it requires obedience, and obedience requires faith. The just shall live by his faith. If you stop living by faith, everything stops. And if you stop living by according to the love of God, everything stops working. So if everything's going to continue going forward and work, you got to be in the love of God, and you got to